hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy's in the studio with me. CJ is threatening to join us, even though I thought he wasn't going to make it today. Is that right there, Bubble Boy?
What's going on? He was supposed to go to South Florida for some show, but there's no show better than this one, Greg. Come on, you know that.
Okay. Well, obviously, the bar's pretty low. And so he may show up. We'll see what happens. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web. That would be Barry Zibugger and Vinny Two Tanks. And what the hell is going on there? What do I see?
It's Santa Claus.
Out there on the, is that Santa? That's not. Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing. It's not the drunken Santa, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I.
No.
Oh, this is the real thing.
Oh, it's the tobacco nut dressed up as the drunken Santa.
It's the nicotine-stained Santa.
It's naked Santa Claus.
I can give you much better gifts than the drunken Santa.
Okay. Okay. Casey the tobacco nut is sporting a beard. You know, we don't show this on Facebook Live for legal reasons. And just so, I mean, we don't want to, you know, cause any unnecessary scarring mentally, which would happen if we actually shared this with the world. But you can see myself.
I think
you see
this would be
boys.
Wonderful for all the boys and girls in Scuba Land.
Okay, if you say so. You're drunk, but that's fine. Scuba Radio Scuba Squad in fine form. Now, also joining us today, we have, I believe we have Scuba Matt via FaceTime. Scuba Matt, how are you, buddy? Come in. Talk to me.
Are doing great.
There he is there. So we have Scuba Matt.
Here.
All right. So welcome to the crowd or to the squad, the Scuba Squad today. And I want to bring
lower your standards.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do. You know, we're a Scuba Radio show, so we can go as low as we like. The lower we go, the better. In certain ways. But we got a full crew to navigate the latest diving news and information. And we have a lot to cover today. But we're going to start off by throwing a little topic out around the crew today to find out if they've ever heard of surfer's ear. Because I found out this week that I may indeed have this particular ailment. Bubble Boy, have you heard of surfer's ear?
I believe it's a form of deafness brought on by too much marijuana.
That is absolutely incorrect. Okay. Scuba Matt, surfer ear. Have you ever heard of surfer ear? All right, well, let me back up. Let me explain what happened to me this past week. I actually got, I went into a company here in Orlando, Florida to get fitted for some custom earbuds. Okay, so they do a mold of your ears, right?
And that sounds gross, Greg.
It was pretty gooey and messy and stuff, and they inject the stuff in your ear and you get these molds, and then you get these custom earbuds made, like all the big rock stars wear and stuff. And I figure, hey, why not? That'd be the gift to myself here for the holidays. So I go in there.
Was it necessary to sedate you the whole time,
though? No, not at all. It was pretty painless, with the exception of when he looked inside my ears before he injected all this goo. He said, oh, hey, your left ear, you got a little something in there. I'm like, what? What do you mean? He goes, well, there's a little bone spur in there next to your eardrum. And I'm like, he goes, it won't affect the ear monitors. Don't worry about it. But then he goes, by the way, do you dive? And I'm like, yeah, how did you know that? Because I hadn't told him anything about Scuba Radio or anything. And he goes, well, you know, that's a thing called surfer's ear, where little bone spurs can protrude into your inner ear you know, or well, the ear canal, and create this little bump or whatever, you know?
It's known as an ear boner.
I think technically that is, well, descriptively that is accurate, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it is a thing. And I looked it up. He goes, yeah, it's a thing. Surfers usually get it.
Well, they call it swimmer's ears, too.
Well, right. Well, they do, but you know, I don't want to confuse people because, you know, when you say swimmer's ear, you think about, you know, people just getting water trapped in their ear, right? When you say Vinny?
Well, I see. Got it.
Yeah. Well, it's also cold water surfers.
Yes.
And you and cold water don't mix.
Well, that's what I understand. You never went cold water.
Well, exactly. When he said that, he goes, you know, it's a common thing for surfers that, you know, are exposed to cold water. I said, well, he goes, do you dive in cold water? I try not to.
No, you drive in really warm water, Greg. Yeah. In fact, it's calcification from the yellow water around you.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's accurate. But I did find out that it is a fairly common thing. So I was a little, you know, bummed out about it. But at least now I have another excuse to be a warm water wuss. You know, but it could be cold water. It could just be, you know, wet environments and that kind of thing. And really, there's nothing, you know, it's not a problem.
It can't be removed.
It can be removed if it creates issues for you, like frequent ear infections. It could trap stuff in there and create ear infections, or it could, you know, potentially affect your hearing if it's in a really bad spot. But most of the time, it's not a thing. You don't really have to do anything about it to deal with this swimmer's ear thing. But I'm going to have it looked at just to make sure.
Bubble Boy.
Yes, go ahead, Bubble Boy. What?
Bubble Boy. I can lend you my Dremel with a long bit. You can just go into Greg's ear.
No, no, and they, grind it away. They prefer chisels.
Okay, chisels.
No. Yes. Greg, we know that it affects your hearing because you never listen to any of us.
Well, true. Is somebody talking right now? Oh, wait, no, that would be CJ. He just walked in.
What? Are you guys talking about ear problems?
Swimmer's ear, which I found out I may have swimmer's ear. I'm going to get it checked out and find out, indeed. But worst case scenario.
You said it was surfer's ear.
Well, you're right. It's surfer's ear. And it is interchangeable with swimmer's ear if you look it up online. But I don't want to confuse people because, it, you know, swimmer's ear, you just think of your ear getting clogged up with water in it, right? Isn't that what you think?
We can cure that. We just have to hit you upside the head with a surfboard.
Why, you. It's not.
What are your symptoms?
I have a little boner. Is that what you
ear
call
boner.
It? Ear boner. Inside, growing inside my ear canal.
It's very small.
That's quick. Jeez.
Have you been visiting
Key West? I thought you were kidding, but they used chisels to get it out.
Yes, I wasn't joking about that, Vinny Two Tanks.
His brains came out.
No.
I think they should just send in a ferret to chew on.
I will tell you. I've explained the story. Has any member of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad ever heard of this surfer's ear before? Now, Vinny Two Tanks is our only left coast diver. Is it a thing out there in California more so it is for us in Florida? Vinny, had you ever heard of it or no?
Actually, no.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for that.
Greg, you can cure that with a little bit of coconut oil. Just pour that in your ear.
No, that is...
You got to lube up
No,
ear
listen,
burn.
This Bubble week boy, come this on. Week, I had an ear issue.
Yeah.
It was, I felt kind of clogged up and I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
I just poured some hydrogen peroxide in there. And about 5 minutes later... And
you couldn't hear anything.
Don't interrupt me.
Oh, okay.
Can I finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was good to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? You put hydrogen peroxide in your ear?
Yeah, just pour a little capful in there, let it stand for about
5 minutes.
I didn't
think you were supposed to put that kind of stuff in
your
ear.
Sure. And he did that to me once.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard of that one.
Okay.
Cleans you right out.
Huh. Well, you know.
It dries your ear out.
One of the things.
Now, I don't have an ear boner like you. That's weird.
Well, one of the problems is if you have this, it can, you know, depending on where that bone spur is, it can trap goo in there and create a situation where you'll be more prone to ear infections. And I will tell you, right before my last trip to the Red Sea, sure enough, I had my first ear infection in like 15 years or so. I mean, I hadn't had one and I couldn't even remember.
We know you've had a problem with trapped goo.
Okay.
Do tell.
No, we don't want to talk about that. But But yeah,
does
so anything.
Does Mrs. Greg know about this?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, issue.
I was like, hey, well, you know, they said I had this thing, surfers here.
By the way, I just passed her on the way in, and yeah. She was out to go buy some new bed sheets.
Huh. I don't think that's connected at all.
If you were to go swimming, ooh. If you were diving, could you get those little cleaner shrimp to go inside there and clean it out
sure
for you?
Sure you could.
Yeah,
you could.
Stop at a cleaning station.
Make for a great photo, wouldn't it?
Sea monkeys.
Yeah. Really no. Would. No.
Sea monkeys. Ooh,
anyway,
yeah.
After all the years of doing this show, I had never heard of Surfer's Ear till this week.
Diver's Ear.
No. It's called Surfer's Ear.
Well, you're a diver, though.
I know. So maybe we got to change the name. I don't know. But we'll follow my progress over the next few weeks, see what happens. More coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Spit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What am I saying? Nipple. There is a nip in the air, though.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. It is the holidays, so hopefully that music will put you in the mood to kill someone. No, that's not. I mean, a holiday spirit.
It's
yeah.
A different kind of nipply here, though. I actually have my AC on in the car.
Yes, it is. We're based in Orlando, Florida. You know, when you have surfers here, though, it's always a little chilly.
But I don't understand that, because you haven't surfed. I don't think you've ever surfed. Ever since I've known you.
Yeah, I actually have never done that, but supposedly I have surfer's ear, and it can apply to divers as well. A little bone spur inside your ear canal. I haven't looked at. That is a dentist's office sound effect.
Turn your head. I'll fix it for you.
I'm not going to turn my head and cough. Quit it. Just stop. Barry,
yes, sir.
That's inappropriate. Okay, So, look, we're going to get into some cool gifts for the diver on your list.
We should talk about this when we start the show.
What?
The ear thing.
What do you mean? We already covered it, I think. I was just asking if anybody ever heard of it, and nobody had. Scuba Matt, you never heard of Surfer's Ear, right? That was news to you, too?
Never heard of that.
Okay. What about penis fish?
I'm sorry?
hadn't heard about the penis fish either. We got that story to cover today.
I did see that on something.
Yeah, got stuck in the surfer's ear.
Yeah. No, there's a bunch of these type of fish that look like, well, they call them penis fish.
I saw your wife, arms. By the way, heading out, and she had like two fishing rods.
Not that she had a net.
She's like, I'm out of here. I'm sorry. Hey,
all these stories.
Going?
You know, all these stories are a little bit more left coast.
She's
today.
Like penis fish.
Well, you know, Vinny Two Tanks knows
hey,
what I'm
don't
talking
they,
about.
Hey, don't they swim with wrasse? Wrasse fish. Wrasse.
I don't.
W-R-A-S.
Oh, I just found them. Oh, nasty little buggers.
Yeah. Well, Vinny Two Tanks is out there on the left coast. Have you seen these penis fish washing up on shore out there in California? There, Vinny, or what? No? Yeah? What happened to him? Vinny, wake up. Vinny.
He may have gone to grab a drink.
Yeah.
Listen, Vinny, listen.
It's a Fukushima radioactive.
So glad we have him on the air.
Yeah. No, Vinny, are you looking it up? Is that what the problem was? But you know what I'm talking about, right? It's a big deal out there, right? Vinny? What happened to him?
He's gone. No, why do you keep going to him?
Barry's here, and he looked it up. And
Fish,
yeah,
I've never heard of it.
There's someone never heard holding it in their hand.
Okay. Well, no, they you remember when me and Vinny were out there in Catalina and we had all these little pink crabs showed up. What were they? Were they called the pink crabs? What were they called, Vinny? Help me out here. Help
pink
out my
crabs. Thank God there's a free
they
clinic.
They were crawfish.
Crawfish.
Pink crawfish.
Pink crawfish. And there were thousands of them. We were on the boat and we were cruising around and all of a sudden we look and there's these little pink crawfish.
The hell
around.
You say?
No, it was nuts. I've never seen. And sure enough, now they have these penis fish, which are basically.
Now, where are they? Where they are? Where are they washing up?
On shore. And they're what they are. They're
Key
like
West?
Those worms that kind of look like gooey duck. Have you ever heard of a gooey duck?
Gooey ducks are a huge clam found in Pismo Beach.
Well, these little penis fish are like little miniature versions of these gooey duck type things.
They look nothing
worms.
Like a duck.
Is that what they put
like
you're
clam.
Worthless.
Are the penis fish what they put in udon soup?
No, I don't think that's what they do. It's but there are these little worms that I guess you know are on the bottom of the ocean, but a bunch of them have washed up on shore in California this past week.
Oh, must be global warming.
I'm looking at a picture of them right now, and they do look like penises.
You're right. Well, that's why they call them. I'm not making it up. They actually call them this. I've never heard of this either.
You're making it up.
So, you know, two new things this week.
Bury the fish of your dreams.
Surfer's ear and penis fish. And the thing is, I've never been underwater. I've never seen these worms.
Maybe that's what you have in your ear.
No.
Do they go together?
Maybe there's a penis fish in your ear.
No.
Better get that cleaned out of there.
That's how you get an ear boner.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's exactly how.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, Aquaman gives Barry a penis fish.
No, that's not accurate.
Grab that gooey duck.
Okay. All right. I'm just trying to educate the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, and all I'm getting is all this kind of nonsense pushed back at
smart
me.
Smart-ass remarks. Who'd have thought?
You just gave it to us. Are you kidding?
I didn't give you anything.
Somebody gave it to you, my friend.
Stop it. All right, Scuba Matt
could
might be able to shed some, you know, intelligent conversation on this type of stuff. First of all, you never heard of Surfer's Ear. You've never heard of the scuba or the penis fish show.
No.
You've learned something by joining us on Scuba Radio today.
Okay.
Right answer.
Sure.
But maybe he can steer us in a better direction. And come up with some cool gift ideas. Now, he was the one who was nice enough to send me one of these diveroids, one of these housings for your cell phone that CJ and Bubble Boy attempted to break last week on the show.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, you did. You said, hey, what would happen if I throw it? No, you don't do that. This is a housing for pretty much all types of cell phones. Diveroid, right? Am I saying it right?
Greg's got diveroids.
No.
First he's got the ear problem, now he's got divaroids.
But
watch out for the penis fish.
But it's fairly economical. The price point on this is what, a couple hundred bucks, $300 maybe? It's not even that, I don't think, is it?
I think they're shooting for like $250.
Okay.
And then the actual mini, the computer part that was on the front.
Yeah.
That's like $169. And those are available now.
Okay. All right. So Diver Roy.
Where do you pour the booze?
There's no place for booze. You want to keep the inside of that housing. He's looking at it here on Facebook Live. Bubble Boy is right now. So, but that contraption on the front, that's the Bluetooth communicator that communicates with all cell phones so you can control the stuff or what?
Or, that's correct. That's the actual computer.
Oh, I see. Right.
Part of that.
Yeah, because so you download this app and you can turn your cell phone into a dive computra as well as using it to take pictures and stuff too. So that's kind of cool. And I saw the video since last week. So now I know a little bit more about the Diveroid, which is kind of neat because you can use it as a, well, maybe not your primary, but it would definitely be your a great secondary dive computer to have. Or you could look down at it at a glance and, you know, compare it to your main dive computer and stuff, a little backup kind of thing. And then,
I think the coolest part about it is we're all used to having our phone. So you can take your videos and share them instantly as soon as you get up.
Yeah, right there up on Facebook. Hey, look, I was diving and I saw this penis fish. Take a look at this. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me and making up the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We have Vinny Two Tanks, Barry Debugger, and a festive version of Casey the Tobacco Nut.
No, ho, ho, ho.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it kind of threw CJ for a loop. When he did that, he just
Santa
is like, he's here. Oh, my gosh. He's
CJ,
here.
What would you like?
Everybody be good.
Too late. We lost him at Penis Fish. Also, we have Scuba Matt.
Speaking
with
of
us.
Penis Fish.
No.
Is that what they mean by fish sticks?
Santa. No. Santa says, let go of the gooey duck.
Okay. We will. Those little worms that are washing up on the coast in California. I don't know. Well. We'll find out more about those. I've never heard of these, never seen them underwater. Don't particularly want to, maybe, but.
Yeah, Greg.
Yeah.
No more penis fish talk.
Okay. Let's just talk to Scuba Matt about other stuff. You know, gifts for the diver on your list. We talked about this Diveroid underwater housing. You'd seen this at the DEMA show a couple weeks ago, right, Matt? Isn't that true?
Yeah.
It just caught your eye and... You said, hey, Greg, check this out. Have you used this thing underwater yet, by the way, yourself?
I actually did. I did that one really, really cold dive, 62 up here in the panhandle.
Yeah. You're up there. Be careful for the surfers here. You don't want to get surfers here. Right. But you took it down there and it worked out all right for you?
Yeah. Everything worked great. Okay. So far, so great.
Well, it's a cool idea. Combo dive computer. You know, taking your cell phone down for pictures and things like that, too. So you can check it out online. But Matt, as he said, is up there in the panhandle of Florida. And you're in the process of moving over to Mexico City Beach, right? Where the hurricane hit.
Ground zero.
Ground zero of the hurricane last year. And we're going to talk to Matt a little bit about that next, as well as give you some more gift ideas for the diver on your list on this holiday edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Concern it, Ma. What's going on?
This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. Just one more thing that we will sing. New scuba gear's the best gift this year. Merry, 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 merry Christmas from Scuba, Scuba, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio. This Christmas, give the gift of scuba and listen to the show, Scuba Radio.
You're doing that. Good for you. Good on you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and it is that time of year to give the gift of scuba. So that was just a friendly reminder, or maybe a slightly annoying one.
You love singing.
Yeah, and it only gets worse. You've been warned.
God.
All right.
Let me know next time so I can pull the headphones.
No, we don't want to take take out the surprise factor.
I think we need to get with Pup and create a Christmas album for Scuba Radio.
Yes, that would be like talent.
Something that's largely Greg free.
Talent, possibly.
Is this an advent calendar? Every day we get to listen to a new Greg song.
I share the love between all my talent as well as others that share theirs.
Oh, when does that start?
Well, the next song we play won't even be me.
Okay.
So
is there the possibility of a Ook Christmas song?
Oh, God.
No, it would be ukulele.
Casey.
But we'll save that for later, Casey. Don't
bring that up.
Don't let the surprise out of the bag just yet. Now, Scuba Matt is our guest right now, so I want to get
Bubble
him
Boy,
on
go hide that thing
and send him on to more important things. But he has been nice enough to share some time with us. But you're in the process of moving to Mexico City Beach, where it was ground zero for the hurricane last year, right? They flattened that.
Yes, sir.
And yes. And you've seen the videos. I mean, that area in the panhandle of Florida, literally, with the exception of like that one house that was like built to hurricane standards beyond belief, it was still standing. But everything else pretty much was gone. I mean, it was really sad situation there.
The whole place got a bikini wax.
Yeah. Okay. That's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
But it was it was a small area there in Mexico City, but you're moving there. You're moving your dive business there. Is that right, Scuba Matt?
I'm hoping to create a new dive business here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and you are just a little further west. You decided you're going to do this. So what are you doing there in Mexico City? What are you planning to build or set up?
Hopefully some type of distributor ships. I've been working with the Diveroid guys and the Lycon
right.
from South Korea. And then, of course, I'm an instructor, so get something going.
Yeah. Well, the diving up there is pretty decent. I mean, you've been up there awesome. For a long time, right? You got the Oriskany 20 miles offshore, but there are a bunch of other wrecks.
Panama City
nice.
Beach, the whole area of the panhandle is just awesome.
Okay.
As far as we go, we don't have the visibility of the Caribbean, but we do have the wrecks and man-made reefs.
Right. But I know Matt enough, or I've talked to him over the last few months, especially since DEMA, and this new effort that you have to set up a dive business in Mexico City Beach is more about, it's not even so much about business. You're just trying to give back and open up something for the area. Right, to help them build that area back up a little bit, right?
Just be part of the rebuilding.
That's nice. That's a nice holiday, Christmassy kind of thing to do. And that's why I wanted to bring him on the show today and just say thank you. I think we need more folks, more divers like you. Matt,
hey,
hats off to you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just wanted to get that out there, and maybe other divers will follow your lead. But I think that's a valiant effort. Keep us up to date on how things go there, and if there's anything we can do to help you out. I know there's another business, like a compressor business is opening up right next door to you, too. Is that the deal? or something?
Yes, I'm getting back in with him.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good stuff. Well, we'll keep it up.
And, we're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
And come see us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, we'll put it on the list for sure. All right. Well, I'll let you get back to it, but Merry Christmas to you, buddy. Good work.
And, thanks for having me.
You God bet. Bless. You got it. Yeah. There's Scuba Matt. See, just one of the divers that kind of came up to me at the
Merry
dive show.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Scuba see, Matt.
That's what it's all about, is sharing the love of diving. And, you know, when you hear about, you know, people doing good like that. I mean, this is the time of year that we should talk to him on the show.
Sounds dangerously close to the Tobacco Nuts location.
No, he's not in the Panhandle. He's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many you're hundreds of totally
miles?
Wrong.
It's
is what
dangerously
I'm,
close.
So it's
within 300 or 400 miles. It's dangerously close.
The Panhandle is part of the West Coast.
If you say so.
Exactly.
But I would say that would
bring on the danger.
That, you know, when you look at Florida and how it's shaped, that would be the under the
it's like a certain fish we've discussed.
Yes, and the Panhandle area, Mexico City, is more like the cupping area.
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Okay. And if you were to look across the Gulf of Mexico there, mm-hmm. what would you see?
Taintsville.
No, I don't think
that's called Mississippi.
Don't touch my gooey duck.
All right, moving on. Let's bring Lisa from the History of Diving Museum. I believe we have her. Lisa, you with me? Talk to me. Come on in.
Hello. And first, before anything, we would like to congratulate you on your DEMA Champion Award.
Well, thank you very much.
We are very happy to be associated with you and collaborate with you, and it's well-deserved.
Well, obviously, so. Lisa hasn't been listening for the last 30 minutes, so God bless her.
I'm at work.
Good.
I'm
yes.
at work, so well, I wanted to voice our support.
Well, I honestly thank you immensely. Yeah, the Diving Community Champion of the World Award that we got from DEMA this year has been quite a treat. But History of Diving Museum does way better work than we do, and you guys need to be recognized for more of that cool stuff that you do. And I wanted to bring you on the air today for a couple reasons. First of all, you need it. People need to know that you're there. Down there in the Isla Mirada Tavernier area of the Florida Keys. And there's never a bad time to go down and check out the History of Diving Museum. But also, it's also one of the best gifts that a diver can give or get during the holidays. And you have several options. Obviously, you could give somebody a ticket to the History of Diving Museum, but you have many more options along those lines that we can kind of get deeper into right now. Right, Lisa? Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is absolutely true. And thank you very much. And we were honored last year to be the Reader's Choice Award Best Cultural Experience in Canada and the United States.
Cool.
So whether you're a diver who lives in this area, or whether it's a diver who's traveling to the Keys, or even if you can't come down here, the History of Diving Museum greatly appreciates the support of the community, because all those membership dollars go back into educational outreach. They go into maintaining the exhibits. We get hundreds of new donations every year that have to be cataloged, and they have to be archived, and we have to figure out how to put them into the museum exhibits, or whether we use them for traveling exhibits. But everything from our membership dollars goes right 100% right back into the outreach that we do. So we have family memberships that are just $150, and that's for all kids in the family as well as, the adults. And in addition, what we started doing is the North American Reciprocals program, mm-hmm. so that if they're a family member here, as part of this program, they can go to thousands of other museums and get in for free.
How about that? Now, that's a great deal. It really is. And that would be the perfect stocking stuffer for the diver on your list.
Those are all great options. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage anybody to get that for your diver on your list.
Right.
How much approximately U.S. would one have to contribute to get, like, say, a wing named after them?
Mm.
Oh. for those who want an exhibit, and we have 14 different exhibits. So to get an exhibit,
you have to do something worthwhile, first off.
They have to do something worthwhile.
Right.
And they would have, contact us, because we really don't have, like a hospital has wings.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Lisa, don't
encourage him by answering his question. That was just total nonsense. And I apologize. I should have done that up in advance, but.
But you know what? If they want to become a supporting membership, we have all kinds of programs from $250 to $10,000.
Well, there you go. All right. So
you got
a starting point. Divingmuseum.org is the website to go to get information on all those programs and tickets and the sponsorships and everything. Thank you so much, Lisa. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Thanks. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at shearwater.com. Shearwater, dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save us St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. Then that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
I warned you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That was not me. That was Cold Blooded Christmas. Put you in the.
It wasn't much better.
Well, it wasn't me, though. So you can't blame me for it.
I blame you for airing it.
That was the edited version, by the way. Trust me, the full-fledged unedited version. You have to Google it, and you'll realize why we can't air it on Scuba Radio. All right. So I see Jerry the Diver Guy has joined us as part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, along with Casey the Tobacco Nut, Vinny Two Tanks, and Barry Debugger. So welcome, Jerry.
What's going on? Y'all are late. Damn it. You're late.
Sure.
Boy, well, I think you have that reversed.
Me? I'm never late.
Yeah, you missed a lot.
Hey, if your mom was as late as you are, you'd have a little son or daughter that looks just like me.
You missed everything. He doesn't know about surfer's ear. He doesn't know about the penis fish, or I don't know.
Oh, yes, I do.
You do? You've seen penis fish underwater.
I have seen the actual thing on the internet about
it. Oh, okay. You saw the story. I gotcha.
Yes.
Right.
I did know about surfer's ear.
You did?
Yes.
How did you know? Because I had told you about it?
Half and half. I knew about it. I just didn't know the root causes or anything like that about it.
Yeah, cold water. That's what they say. Cold or, you know, just an outdoor enthusiast.
California surfers do get it.
Yeah, and evidently the way you avoid it is by wearing a hood or, you know, making sure you keep your ears dry and stuff after you've been out there in the ocean or water.
So you've got a little hard thing in your ear?
Yes, a little bone spur.
Greg.
Yes, Barry, go ahead.
Couldn't you just take two penis fish and stuff them in each ear?
No, just stop it. Really?
It would keep
immature,
them warm.
Barry. Immature. It's the holidays. Come on.
Shame on you, Barry.
Jeez. Okay. So anyway,
squeeze a Dewey Duck.
No.
Do it. Let's play ring toss.
What we wanted to talk about today is kind of navigate through the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad and find out what the crew is wanting for Christmas. Because next week, at least CJ and Bubble Boy are actually, you actually might get a gift. Yeah.
He might get a bone in your ear.
An ear boner? Well, you know, they got to do something with all those penis fish that washed up on shore.
Wait. We're going to go through the Scuba Squad, see mm-hmm. who wants what, and then Barry and CJ might get a gift.
Well, Vinny Two Tanks is out there in
Everyone
California.
Else was naughty.
And what I was thinking, he could go out to the beach there just a few miles from where he is right now, scoop up some of these worms that are you know, washing up on shore and send them to the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad for Christmas. What do you say, Vinny?
I do that, but it's in Northern California. It's a long walk.
Oh.
I'm in Southern.
Oh, come on.
We'll give it time. They'll wash down.
Send us some kelp.
No.
Make salad.
I want one of those.
This shield needs all the kelp it can
want
get.
You want a peanut fish, Greg?
Although, you know what? I might be able to send you some because they sell them. I just read that they sell them in Korean supermarkets, and they actually eat them.
Udon soup.
Maybe I could send you some Venus fish.
Recycled jokes.
All right. Anyway.
How did that work better the second time?
I don't know. Not even close.
Timing, totally landed. Timing.
What about what about real gifts that you would like for Christmas as a diver?
Real estate.
Real estate? Okay.
Preferably
that.
Waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
Diving with hammerheads and bimini.
There you go.
It's going hot and heavy right now.
I need to ask Uncle Neil for that one.
Yeah.
Isn't that where Neil has his place?
Is it, of course.
Bahamas?
It is. Yeah.
Well, I want to go. Let's go.
All right. All you got to do
I want to go. I want to go.
Yeah.
I know. Takes his money. Let's go.
You know, a gift.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be a gift.
We could ride the ferry over to Bimini.
All right. So basically what
bring that
CJ
this.
Would like is Casey, the tobacco nut, who is now acting as a Santa Claus today. As you can see with his full beard and hat.
Would you like to sit in Santa's lap?
Whoa, is that what it's going to take to send him to Bimini to see a dive with the hammerheads?
I'm staying home.
Wow.
Put an H in there somewhere.
I'll pass on that one.
Just killed it there, Casey. but if you don't have to do that, CJ.
Yellow spots there for
well, CJ didn't speak up. He was like, hey, if that's what it takes, I'm willing to do
I thought he was talking to Bubble Boy.
No, he was talking to you. You were the one who asked
to you.
For the hammerheads. He mentioned
no. He said the hammerheads. I said real estate.
Oh, okay.
Think, so Greg. Bubble think.
You know, CJ and Bubble Boy are kind of one and the same. They're kind of connected. You know, they're like a team.
We'll put you on like duo and drop you off in Bimini.
Okay, so Bubble Boy would sit on Santa's lap if it meant he could go dive with the hammerheads in Bimini.
Yeah,
Okay. See, he has.
Craig, you got this all wrong.
What do you mean? What? He just said yes.
Bubble Boy is very what? Straight.
Yeah. He didn't say he was. Well, why would it matter?
Why would they want to sit on a grown man's lap?
It's Santa.
A small to relieve myself.
Just because he wants a penis fish.
Okay, just stop it. You guys, this is going nowhere. Hopefully we can redeem ourselves.
Jerry!
An hour or two of Scuba Radio. Otherwise, we're all getting coal for Christmas. Damn you!
I love coal.
All right, we'll see what happens coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.